Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, joins us every Thursday to preview what's in the paper. Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, I've got some huge news. Gulf Breeze High School's beach volleyball team, after only being around for 2 years, won state, and they're also ranked number one in the United States.
We are so proud
of this accomplishment. This team is wonderful, and they're mostly young, so they could go on to even greater things. I don't know how you could top that, really, though. So we're looking forward to having another just a dynasty here at Gulf Breeze High School with the beach volleyball tournament team.
And this is first year, second year? How many years has that team been playing?
Only two.
2 years, okay.
Only two.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the courts out, and they play over at the community center, right? On the sand courts out behind the community center.
Yes, they do.
Outstanding!
And it's just wonderful. What dedication these girls had. They went over to Tallahassee and played during that huge storm, tornadoes.
Yeah.
The power was out. It was crazy, but they came out victorious.
There was actually a really nice note. I'm trying to find it here. It was sent to me. The head of the FHSAA, I think, is who it sent it. Praising the girls' volleyball team for their outstanding behavior during the storm and the delays and all the problems that they had in Tallahassee. So, no, it's not just a credit to the girls in their athletic performance on the field, but also or on the court, but also off the field and the way they comported themselves. It's just fantastic.
That's what really counts.
Great.
Yes.
The hospital intersection, that light's going to get a little bit of a change for what? A dedicated turn lane, I think. Is that right?
No, it's not going to get a dedicated turn lane. It's going to get a dedicated left arrow. And, of course, that's private property.
Okay.
And across the street from that is the Live Oak Shopping Center, which is also private property. But they're both very, very busy intersections. And it's dangerous, especially because you have a lot of people walking, crossing the highway there. And you think someone's going to turn and they don't. It's you're kind of playing a Frogger a little bit when you're in that situation. So what they are going to do, the city has decided to put in a new traffic signal that will show a dedicated left turn signal, and that should alleviate the majority of the problem.
Okay. And sorry, I had misunderstood that. Thank you for clarifying. Also, we've got somebody in Gulf Breeze that's very, very – is it lucky or unlucky? It's kind of both, right?
Well, I would say he's pretty lucky because he's surviving. Al Glinicki, a lot of people know him as the man who ties all the cherry stems with his tongue. He's kind of famous for that. He's also been involved with helping the wrestling team at Gulf Breeze High School. Anyway, he got struck by lightning when during the storm the other day. He was going out to his driveway to pick up some papers out of his car, and all of a sudden he just saw a flash, and he was on the ground. His neighbor across the street, who was a realtor, Claire Montgomery, ran out and helped him, stayed with him throughout the ordeal. And the thing is that he has already been struck before.
What?
Twice.
What?
Stop it. I know. It's really hard to believe it. But, yes, he had went in the early 80s, he was struck by lightning on Barrancas Beach. And he said that the lightning hit him on top of the head, and it left a burn mark the size of a nickel. And then a couple of weeks after he was released from the hospital, he went to the same beach for lifeguard duty, and lightning struck him again through the phone he was holding.
Good Lord.
So, yes.
And,
what's
his name?
Attractive in some way to lightning, yes.
What's his name again?
Al Glinicki.
No, I have a new name for him. I know his new name.
What's that?
No. No? Okay. All right.
Okay, whatever.
Back to our conversation. you're the one who said there was a flash of lightning. You've got the Moon Tree Project. What's this all about?
So a long time ago, back in the Apollo days, some seeds were brought to the moon and then brought back and planted, and those trees actually grew and are alive. There are some there was also some seeds taken aboard the Artemis 1 mission in 2022, and those seedlings were brought back, and they have now planted them at West Navarre Intermediate School.
Oh, cool.
So they have a moon tree also, so they're going to wait and see how that grows, so that's exciting.
You also have... I'm sorry, what?
Yes, that's the Live Oak Contest. We have the winners of the Live Oak Contest at the Historical Society did earlier this year, that they were looking for the largest live oak tree in 32561 and 32563, and also the people who had the most live oak trees. And we have all those results in this issue as well.
As well as the tax deed listings are again there, and a story about a bunch of homes getting converted over to sewer. Is that right?
900 homes are slated to be converted to sewer. That is huge, and this is something the city has worked on. We have reported on septic to sewer so long, but this is exciting. And let me tell you exactly where that is, because I need to clarify, because there's so many projects right now that are underway. And let's see, where did I? It's in the paper somewhere.
That's why you get the paper, so you have the map. It's easy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Florida Avenue and Montrose Boulevard. So that's in that area. There's also one Fairpoint subject to sewer as well, and all the information. And there's actually a map in the paper.
Very good. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Lisa, who always puts up with my shenanigans on a regular basis. I appreciate the time. Appreciate the information. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Andrew. I hope to see you in the breeze.
Absolutely. And you know what we always say? Is it funnier the second time? Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are coming in to Pensacola from Pacer Milton, you might see some traffic building up on the bridge there. Actually, traffic dying down on the bridge there. That was due to a vehicle crash earlier that was on the Pensacola side of the bridge right outside the Starbucks. You should be clear right now. Traffic on Woodbine and Chemuclo looking good as well. Avalon Boulevard heading southbound, that is still backed up with traffic heading onto I-10. And if you're in Pensacola heading down Scenic Highway, you can expect to see a lot of traffic on either side of the road, right outside the intersection of East Olive Road and Scenic. Coming in from Gulf Breeze Navarre, we've got some light traffic building up heading into Pensacola from the Avalon Boulevard intersection there, but clear once you get into the 3 Mile Bridge. And eastbound on 98, traffic building up just a little bit outside of Herbert Field it's not as bad as it was the last few days. So only looking to be about backed up for a mile or so. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Yeah, I did get a text in here. Somebody wanted to express their opinion about my use of sound clips.
Boo!
Every time. Hey, if you can put all that aside and think of me as the person you might want to listen to, then hear me when I say this. Pensacola State College has been great for my family. My two oldest kids, both of them, took advantage of dual enrollment as, you know, high school students being homeschooled. They took classes at PSC, which means you get high school credit and college credit, and it doesn't cost anything, free books and tuition. And they went to UWF, both of them working on ME degrees, with a year and a half of college credit under their belt, which is pretty spectacular as engineers. Small class sizes, individualized instruction, teachers who are there to teach, and also lots of options. One of the things we found was a good advantage of PSC was, you know, if certain times might not work for you, and so you can choose your teacher, really, or choose your time. There's just a lot. It's really built for convenience for the user, which is, you know, kind of what makes it so wonderful. Campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. PSC was great for my family, so find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu. Go here.
Join Tim Ireland from Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys, today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home. Information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home, and answer questions on how they work.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I raise a practical question at this point. Are we going to do Stonehenge tomorrow?
Can I use my platform to complain about something for the first time ever?
Why did you say it like that, Jimmy?
Jimmy goes, that was a Freudian
slip there.
The reaction was so strong he could not stifle it. Okay, the first time I saw the post about, I think disco music might be making a comeback, I had a dream about it last night. At first I was afraid. Then I was petrified. Stop, come on. Like, it was funny the first time, but oh my God, how many people have I seen post that?
Boo!
Stop. For the love of memes. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, starting out with some good news, the number of overdose deaths is down across the U.S., and this is for the first time in 5 years now. The number is still high, but the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics says about 107,000 people died from drug overdoses last year. And while that is still a high number, it's 3,500 less than the year before. Also seeing a report.
Which is still unfathomable to me that that number is that high. That's
absolutely
unbelievable. That's right now, that's three times the number of people dying in car crashes every year, and it was four times last year. It's crazy.
Yeah, a very high number. The always controversial Marilyn Manson apparently has secured a new record deal. He's putting out his first album since all those sexual assault allegations derailed his career years ago. I was never a fan, but if you're into that, he's apparently posted something on social media about it. And,
well, you dress just like him.
Well, I know. You can't have two. You know. He stole my style. We heard some rumors about this a few weeks ago, too,
so
Andrew.
So many feet.
We heard some rumors about this a few weeks ago, but it's confirmed now. Netflix has officially said that Happy Gilmore 2 is in the works. Adam Sandler returning as Happy in the sequel. The original movie brought in over $40 million at the global box office.
All right, I'm about to ask a question that I shouldn't ask because I don't know the answer at all. But actually, let me do a quick fact check before I ask a really dumb question. Nope, not going to ask that question. I thought so. Okay, we're moving on.
All right. I had
to check and make sure that somebody had not passed away, and they have. So it's not funny anymore to make the...
Oh,
I was going to ask if Carl Weathers was going to be in the sequel. And then the back of my brain itched that said, I think he passed away. And sure enough, he did pass away in February this year. So
R.I.P. Chubbs.
That's not funny. He was funny. That comment's not so funny.
The original movie just had so many... Appearances and, you know, Bob Barker and all that. It'll be tough to top that, probably.
It's hard to imagine how that could even come close. But, all right. David, thanks so much for the update. Jimmy has got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you are coming in from Pace or Milton, you are good to go on Highway 90. It has been cleared, the accident that was there earlier on the Pensacola side of the US 90 bridge. Woodbine and Chemukla are all clear as well. We are still seeing a lot of backup on Avalon heading southbound, and Bell Lane and Cyanamid Road looking like they're backed up as well, getting onto I-10. If you're on Scenic Highway, you can expect to see a lot of traffic heading into the Olive Road intersection. And Golf Breeze and Navarre, you guys are looking pretty good coming all the way into Pensacola over the 3 mile into town this morning. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. It's 8:25 here on News Radio Pensacola. And if you're thinking about buying that next vehicle and trying to decide where to go, where to shop, go to the buffet of good quality used cars at Frontier Motors. Almost new. I mean, almost new. 1, 2, 3 years, maybe 4 years old. Low miles, great condition, good prices. And, you know, we went there just to test drive a car. A couple years ago, we were trying to decide whether we would eventually want to buy a Honda Odyssey. We thought so, but we wanted to test drive the model that we wanted. And nobody had them to test drive. It was a unicorn. Like, they were all either pre-bought or unavailable to test drive, and they were relatively young as the model year. And so it just was hard to find. We found one at Frontier. Happened to be the color we wanted. Happened to be the year we wanted, happened to have everything we wanted, and we wound up buying it. I mean, just, we weren't trying to, but the price was so good, and the car itself was in such great condition that, I mean, we had to. A one-year-old car that came back from an auction in Orlando, done, take it. So when I say they have the, you know, they have an incredible selection, and if they don't have exactly what you want, they can go find it for you. Okay, but go there to try out a bunch of different things and see what you're trying to get. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Oh, have you seen the latest This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things story? Do you know about this video portal live feed between Dublin and New York City? Yes. Where they put up a TV screen and a, you know, like you would do on a video chat, except that they put it up on a big open portal circle.
You know how I know about that thing?
Because of all the ways people have been misusing it.
Yeah, for the reason you're about to mention why
we
can't have it.
Exactly right. So there's what we might call low-grade offenses, and then there's upper-grade offenses. As comes as no surprise to anybody who's ever met, you know, people. Well, people in Dublin and people in New York have been behaving irreverently, let's just say. Showing each other what the moon looks like, for example, eclipse. Pretending to take drugs, because that's what you do, you know. Showing people what various avian creatures, birds would look like, you know, particularly the single-fingered kind. Like they're just trying to keep up international relations, right? bystanders in Dublin holding up swastikas and images of the Twin Towers on fire. So that's boy, the entertainment value right there. What do y'all, like professional comedians? That's fantastic. And then the most recent one, probably the one that caused the most, I'm actually surprised it took somebody so long, an OnlyFans model deciding that she was going to do a little product giveaway. You know, here's what you're missing, boys. Check me out on the hashtag. DM me. Slide into my DMs. So, It got shut down Monday evening, briefly turned back on Tuesday, and then shut down again Tuesday as they were looking for, I quote, possible technical solutions to solve these wild antics. Apparently, there's another similar ones. There's one in Lithuania, the capital of Vilnius. Could you do that for your trivia contest? And Lublin in Poland. Apparently, they don't have these same problems. Huh. The Polish and the Lithuanians don't have the same behavioral disorders that the people in Ireland and New York City have. Huh. It's not anything that everybody in the world would have predicted. Oh, there's a bar in Ohio that has decided after a recent incident that they are no longer allowed to be... No patrons under the age of 30 are allowed on Fridays and Saturdays. No hooligans, no troublemakers, no fights, no nudity. Are they watching the portal story? Anyway, they had a naked brawl. I kid you not, this is in the story. They had a naked brawl outside the bar. That's not an ad, that's an event. And they decided afterwards that, you know, 30 and up is it, no exceptions. And some of the young people are like, we're going to ruin you, you're never going to survive. And they're thinking, we already know we don't want you here, so your threats don't mean a whole lot to us. I'm actually surprised there isn't more of this. I know... I'm sure there are people who think, man, a bar for 40 and up, a little bit less loud, a little bit less trouble. I would appreciate that. I mean, you can probably, you know, you get the crowd you music for, right? So you can probably do this on purpose if you just changed your musical selections and things like that. But still, it was, you know, I thought that was an interesting story that a bar is going after that. Hey, it's Navy Days this weekend. Navy Days this weekend. We got Gallery Night tomorrow night, the Night at the Museum Gala tomorrow night, the 4K Run Walk Saturday, the Parade Sunday along Bayfront. It's going to be a fantastic weekend.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden claims executive privilege over audio that House Republicans want public.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says audio of President Biden's interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur falls within the scope of executive privilege. Hur interviewed the president last year as part of his investigation of the mishandling of classified documents. The House Oversight and Judiciary Committees are considering contempt citations for Garland for his refusal to hand over the audio.
Fox's Jared Halpern. It's former attorney Michael Cohen's third day on the stand at former Trump's trial in New York, former President Trump's trial in New York. And Cohen's testified he was told to pay Stormy Daniels to keep quiet.
In written testimony to the House Judiciary Subcommittee yesterday, lawyer Robert Costello said Cohen decided that while he didn't believe the allegation, he thought the story would be embarrassing for Trump and especially for Melania. So he decided he would take care of this himself.
Fox's Eric Schoen. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. What a beautiful morning. It is 72. The sun's shining today. The Escambia Sheriff's Office still looking for information on that drive-by shooting on Diego Circle Tuesday afternoon. That led to three people inside a home being shot. Sheriff Chip Simmons tells Channel 3 they believe that that shooting may be tied to at least some of the other shootings that have been reported in the last several weeks.
It's bad enough that you try to shoot somebody and kill somebody, but then you just don't care about the surroundings either. You don't care about a school being nearby. You don't care about kids being nearby. You don't know whose children they are. All you care about is yourself and getting some sort of revenge.
And a suspect vehicle from that shooting on Tuesday, a stolen 2018 Hyundai Sonata, has now been located, but so far, still no arrests made. The car was reportedly occupied by three or four men. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact the sheriff's office or you can call Crime Stoppers. Pensacola police, though, say they've made an arrest in connection to that shooting at Club Paparazzi that happened on Sunday night. Police say 31-year-old Javon Booker was arrested yesterday afternoon. He's accused of shooting another man at least three times.
Chief Randall has made it perfectly clear that shooting in Pensacola is not going to be tolerated. That's why he has absolutely no problem having our partners with the DEA, the Florida Highway Patrol, and the U.S. Marshals assist us with these type cases in order to bring them to a quick conclusion.
That's PPD's Mike Wood. That arrest was made near Belmont DeVillers Streets in Pensacola, and he says it was without any further incident. Booker now faces charges, including carrying a concealed weapon and firing a deadly missile in a building. And Mike Wood says the shooting remains under investigation. Well, one of the key players in the negotiations on the OLF 8 property in Beulah submitting a revised offer this week. Beulah Town Center LLC now putting in an offer for $25 million for 290 acres of that property. It would include a $250,000 deposit paid as soon as the county agreed to the site plan and putting zoning in place. Beulah Town Center says the plan does still remain in line with the DPZ master plan. District 1 Commissioner Jeff Bergosh posted on his online blog, he says that new offer and a previous offer by Pensacola businessmen Cliff Moe and Ryan Shavers will be discussed next Monday at the Board of County Commissioners meeting. Well, this week, Milton City Attorney Alex Andrade filing a lawsuit against Mayor Heather Lindsay over a series of public records requests he says Lindsay refused to comply with.
The culture at the city, it needs to be reasserted that compliance with Florida's Public Records Act is a non-discretionary ministerial obligation of everyone holding a position of public trust at this city.
During their meeting on Tuesday, the Milton Council voted 6-2 to authorize Andrade to move forward with the lawsuit. Council members Mike Cusack and Marilyn Farrow did vote against that. Andrade says between July 22nd and September 15th, he made multiple requests that centered around efforts to hire Scott Collins as city manager. including communication between Lindsay and former clerk Don Molinaro and at least a dozen other individuals. It is 8:35 now at News Radio, Pensacola, and Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives.
David, not seeing too much on the roadways this morning. If you're heading south on Avalon Boulevard, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up, or dying down rather, as it's not as bad as it was on the I-10. Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you guys are looking pretty good coming into Pensacola over the 3 mile bridge, and typical morning traffic building up on Burgess Road outside of West Florida High School. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line.
It's my fault. I made him laugh right before he entered traffic. Sorry, Jimmy.
All good.
All right. All good. 8:35.
I got to read an ad. Oh. This traffic report brought to you by Discover. Discover wants everyone to feel special with live 24/7 customer service. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you so much, Jimmy.
A beautiful sunny day today. Temperatures warming up near 87 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. As we go into the early morning hours on Friday, showers and thunderstorms will start to move in. We are under a slight risk of severe weather. Storms could be strong, heavy rainfall. High on Friday near 84 degrees between the rain. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 72 with another round of rain moving through the evening hours. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And it is a beautiful morning, 72, sunny in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, 67 in Milton. And your money now this morning. Markets are opening up today. The Dow's up 1440 at 39,922.40. S&P 500 up 382 at 53,1197. The NASDAQ up just under 7 points at 19,749.36 right now. 10-year bond rate up just a bit at 4.35%. Gold prices down $1,350, $2,381.40. Silver prices unchanged at $2,972. And crypto this morning, Bitcoin up just over $100 at $66,175.55. Fewer Americans filing for unemployment benefits. The Labor Department reporting 222,000 requests for unemployment compensation for the week ending May 11th. That amounts to a drop of about 10,000. The latest readings lining up with what most analysts had been expecting. McDonald's reportedly set to launch its $5 value meal as inflation leads to higher fast food prices. The meal deal will reportedly offer a choice of a McChicken, McDouble, or a four-piece chicken nugget. This comes as the chain also plans to do away with free drink refills in the near future. Layoffs continuing at Tesla's headquarters in California. The electric car manufacturer now entering its fifth consecutive week of job cuts. State government filings this week in California show that Tesla plans to lay off roughly 600 people. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable.
Looking for a sewing machine? Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in Pensacola, with new machines starting at $249 and used machines starting at just $150. There are lots of machines to choose from under $500, plus sewing furniture, craft supplies, and fabric. Financing is available. Daryl Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com. The folks at Daryl's say, when you buy from us, you get from us. That's sewinginpensacola.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
There are over 15,445 radio stations in America. But out of all those stations, a panel of judges representing the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms chose the top 10, including News Radio Pensacola, to receive the 2024 National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for exceptional year-round community service. Thanks to you, our listeners. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I don't know if this one's going to work today, and I sometimes say that just because I'm really unsure, and that's my way of if it doesn't work, then see, I knew it, which doesn't really excuse the choice to then proceed anyway. But here goes. Question of the day, 437-1620. What's an urban legend that, even though you know it's not true, or maybe you're not sure, it still kind of affects your behavior, you think about it regularly?
I noticed the other day that I was reaching for something that was underneath a ladder, and I reached my hand in it so that I didn't walk under the ladder.
Okay, so as a like a superstition. Okay,
yeah,
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha. The one that made me think of this is we had in our the paper towel garbage next to the sink mm-hmm. was kind of all the way. It's one of those like through the hole in the counter kind of ones. And so it had kind of gotten all the way up to the top of the counter, and I took mine and I kind of pushed down on the whole stack so that it would go farther down. And as soon as I did it, I was thinking about, oh, the needles in the trash.
Mm.
Oh, man, those needles in the trash are going to get you the AIDS and, you know, or the heroin or the whatever you think it is.
Right.
And I still did it, but there was a part of me that was like, yeah, but if I get stung, it's my own fault. Like, you know, because I knew there could be it, which never even happened, right? But I still think of that, like, you just don't reach into the trash in any kind of a public restroom because you never know what's going to be in there. So 437-1620, tell me your urban legend that still bothers you, sticks with you, or maybe you believe and act on, even though you know it's false. Jake, you got one for me? Jake is obviously a former producer, the former Jimmy, and he's the pre-Jimmy. And Jimmy is the future Jake. I don't know. How do you want to put this? Anyway, but he also, of course, hosts Pep Talk, but he came in a little bit early today. Jake, I'm going to call one of you the wrong name
exactly.
Before this is over.
Yeah.
You got one for me?
I do, and this happens to me all the time at night when people don't turn their lights on and it's obviously dark and they should have their lights on. I don't want to flash my lights at them because I don't want them to come back and kill me.
You don't want to get gang shot as a initiation ritual.
Even
right.
though I know that really hopefully doesn't happen.
I don't think so. But I grew up in Chicago, man, so that's like... pay attention to stuff, right? Uh-huh. But in Pensacola, I mean, whatever.
Right.
No, but you're right. That's one. Yeah. And it's funny because even if you know it's not true, and even if you don't act on it, there's still a part of you like, I don't want to be the guy that winds up in the news because of this.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You know? 437-1620, 437-1620.
I looked up some urban legends here, and it reminded me of the Mr. Rogers legend.
Which one?
The one that claimed he was a sniper and he was fully tatted up, and that's why he always wore sweaters. And that, I mean, that just brought me right back to elementary school, being like, you know about Mr. Rogers? You know.
Oh, because you always share these things, right? You know, kids in school back in the day are the equivalent of social media today, right?
Right.
The great source of all the fast-moving good information. 437-1620, what's your urban legend, urban myth, superstition, fantasy story that kind of, you know, you believe enough that it still affects you, even if you don't maybe change your behavior. That's what I'm kind of thinking about. Let's see. 437-1620. What is this? Can't dry the baby in the microwave for too long? What is that? Yeah, you can't at all.
None.
And zero is the amount of time. Yeah. What are you talking about? You can't dry the baby in the microwave.
Maybe the popcorn button?
I'm confused about this because there's no amount of time. Blinking your lights at a car with no lights.
Oh, yeah.
The lights are not on. That's going to cause you. Somebody else is on me on this for a different reason. Because when would you otherwise reach into the trash in a public restroom for any reason?
Right.
Well, okay. So, no, hear me out. Like, I try to be a helpful person. And you know how when other people have not been helpful before you, and so the trash is kind of, and it's typically, it's the one by the sink where the you know,
just the towels go.
Yeah, the towels have been kind of overflowing.
Yeah.
And you aren't going to touch those towels, but you've got yours and you use it to push those down, don't you?
I've done that.
I mean, maybe not because I'm worried about the needle stick now, but still. So
now
so
that you say that,
reason, yeah. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20 Somebody here says the urban legend that that I still believe that I know is not true, but I still believe is that turn signals are effective. Nice. I see what you did there. You turned it around on us. Fair enough. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
Well, if you're coming in from Pacer Milton, you are clear all the way into Pensacola. If you are heading south on Avalon, that is still looking a little backed up as you approach the I-10 intersection, but clear once you get onto I-10. Coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you guys are looking pretty good all the way into Pensacola over the 3 Mile Bridge. And heading eastbound on 98, that traffic in Windhaven Beach has cleared up significantly, still seeing a little bit of a buildup outside of Hurlburt Field. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to the question of urban legends that you sort of believe in, even if you know they're false. You look like you wanted
to. You were talking about how you thought, the urban legend about Mr. Rogers being all tatted up. Like, I want somebody out there to ask AI to blend Mr. Rogers and Machine Gun Kelly. And let me see what that looks like, because that's kind of what I pictured when you were saying that. I was like, oh, okay.
So he's like, Mr. Rogers get to be married to Megan Fox too?
I guess so. She could be in the picture with him, actually.
You never know. You never know. These things so could happen. There was another one I was going to mention to you. It was I was scared for forever about getting my kidneys stolen at a party. Didn't you? I mean, you ever hear this one where they're going to get you drinking, they're going to roofie you, and then they're going to put you in a bathtub. You're going to wake up with the ice and a note written on. These days, I don't go to a lot of buy a cup parties. It's not my crowd so much anymore. But
I remember in high school hearing that chocolate would cause acne.
I
did hear that.
That was an urban legend.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That's not true. Watermelon seeds growing in your stomach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you avoid eating the watermelon seeds just because it's not a good idea, or because of that?
Mainly because they're indigestible.
That's right. They're not yummy.
Yeah.
They're definitely not good. This actually makes me think of something else. It reminds me of a story I was looking at yesterday. If you want to go down a rabbit trail, I mean, if you've got the time, this story about how Tinkerbell, they're no longer letting Tinkerbell do the meet and greets at Disney in Florida, although she is doing them in Anaheim. This might wind up being a transgressor for tomorrow, just to precap. The Mandela effect, where we all believe something that's false.
Right.
On the Disney, the stager for the production studio that begins at the beginning of movies, when the castle gets lit up.
Right.
Does Tinkerbell light up the eye? Or Tinkerbell light up the sparkles or anything?
In the Peter Pan movies, I thought she did.
It might be true in the Peter Pan movies.
Yeah.
But it is not true in general.
I thought she. I can see it in my head.
Trust me, I spent 20 minutes yesterday. There's a whole thing about this Mandela effect that we all think either Tinkerbell moves her wand, or Tinkerbell is flying, or Tinkerbell does the eye. Yeah. Right. And nope. Oh, by the way, the one you see online has been recreated. That's an AI.
Already,
it looks too good. Yeah. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20 That was interesting. If you go outside with your hair wet when it's cold, that you'll get sick.
That's how George Washington died. So.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
Sure it is.
Pretty sure that was dysentery.
That's a different problem.
So if you go outside with your hair is wet, you'll get dysentery?
It's so hard to follow the science.
Only if you're going outside to poo.
We are spewing science every day on this show. What about if you eat and then go swimming? You'll die or something horrible will happen to you. But here's the thing.
That's how that goes.
When you're at the... I don't know. It's been so long. And I'm the guy who puts the milk back in the refrigerator. So
it's because you're going to get a cramp, but I always heard it was because sharks can smell the food inside your stomach.
You did not.
That's what they would say.
Stop it. That's great. That is a wonderful form of kid control, though. No, Jimmy.
I mean, a surefire way to keep a dumb kid out of swimming in the pool after he's eaten.
Great. 8:49 on News Radio Pensacola. Don't go in the water after you've eaten, because the sharks will smell the food in your stomach. That is the first I've heard that. I love that. That's fantastic. Hey, speaking not of real estate at all, but if you are thinking about buying or selling a home and trying to decide who to use as your resource, your professional realtor, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty. I don't know. Maybe there's some urban legend about house buying or selling, and they can disabuse you of it. But no, the point is they're experts, real experts. Everything from knowing how to photograph and having a fantastic photographer to stage your house and get the photo right for online, because, man, that photo can make such a big difference in whether you get two people or 10 people to your open house. Understanding how to price it to get the right bids, understand all of that stuff. They just know. They have got it down to a system. So if you're thinking about selling or buying, 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctor's not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMen'sHealth.com.
Visit Prim and Proper, the premier destination for unique gifts in Gulf Breeze, specializing in adding that extra touch of thoughtfulness to any occasion with expert engraving services. From elegant monograms to heartfelt messages, they bring visions to life. With a wide selection of gifts for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and more, there's something perfect for everyone. Prim and Proper also excels in corporate, employee, and client gifts that leave lasting impressions. Visit them online at primandproper.com.
The number one goal at Gulf Breeze Natural Gas is safety. If you're one of their customers in Gulf Breeze or Pensacola Beach, here are three ways to detect: smell, sight, sound. If you smell a rotten egg odor, see dead vegetation, or hear a hissing sound, call them immediately at 850-934-5108. You can also visit their website, gulfbreezenaturalgas.com, and click the safety page to learn more about natural gas safety. Gulf Breeze Natural Gas, your style, your comfort, your energy.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
But why help us?
We're all here to do what we're all here to do.
So this is a really, I don't want to make too much out of this story because it has to do with our local aviation community, the military aviation community, even though it doesn't directly have to do with our local military aviation community. There's an Air Force pilot who has died, and he died. He's a trainer for the Air Force, and he trained students on the T-6B Texan II. Which is the same plane that we use at Whiting Field. There's, you know, several different planes we use in the area to train. That's the fixed-wing plane that you see flying over all the time, white and orange, and or red, and it depends what your eyesight says. Anyway, he had the ejection mechanism malfunctioned while he was on the ground. So it's kind of a horrible story about, you know, the ejection seat went off while he was on the ground, and he died from essentially the fall of that incident. Terrible story. But the reason I mention this is because this is a U.S. Air Force pilot, and, you know, we do use that same plane. The reason I say don't interpret too much out of this is that plane is incredibly safe. Like, its safety record is ridiculously good. There have been two pilot fatalities reported since 2004 on the T-6. So an extraordinarily safe plane overall. But it does raise the question about the ejection seat issue, precisely because they've had an issue related to that. That was the latest one. And 2 years ago, there was another ejection seat issue that wound up making the planes be grounded for a little while, at least in the Air Force. So the report from the Air Education Training Command said that quality defects in the manufacture of explosive cartridges in the escape system are a T-38 and T-6 aircraft. That was the they were told at the time that's what had been the source of the problem. So, again, I only mention it, you know, it's an Air Force. It's a death of a military member in training. It's only connected to us in the sense that we care about all our military, but also because we use that particular platform. But it is a very, very, very safe platform, I will tell you that. Oh, and since we're on that note, we talked about the Navy days. We are, I have a special surprise for you. Starting tomorrow, and I'm not going to tell you what it is. You just have to trust me. We're starting a new series at 7:35 on a Friday. You're going to love it. It's something I've been wanting to do for like a year and a half, and we're finally beginning tomorrow. So 7:35 tomorrow, tune in for that. And if you don't hear it tomorrow live, you can always check it out on the podcast, of course. We podcast all the shows, all the interviews, all the time. Jimmy does a great job of that. Speaking of the aforementioned Jimmy, the new Jake, so to speak. Who I made laugh inappropriately in the last break. I'm sorry. What's going on with traffic? Have we finally cleared up all this nonsense at Scenic and 90?
Everything is all clear. Avalon great. Boulevard looking great. Bell Lane on a cyanamide is looking awesome. Woodbine, Chemukla.
Cyanamide? Yeah.
Mid. All right. Okay. Andrew likes to make quick corrections.
No,
quick
live corrections. It briefly sounded like cyanide drive.
Cyanide drive.
Is that what you meant?
That's probably what I said the very first time I said it. Woodbine and Chemukla all clear going on to 90, and you are good to go into Pensacola. Scenic Highway showing some slowdown at the Olive Road intersection. And if you're coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you can expect to see some slowdowns before and after the Naval Live Oaks Preserve, but clearing up once you get into the 3 Mile Bridge. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy, traffic on the fives.
I didn't get on you about Giddy Guidy earlier. You know why?
Why?
I can never remember which one it is either. I never can. I look at Young Street and think, isn't it Yonge? No, it's not Yonge. But still, I mean, some of these local pronunciations, they do kill me sometimes. 437-1620, 437-1620. What was the other thing that I was going to tell you about? Oh, this is just kind of a nice note, and I was, you know, if there's a good story, I'd like to find it somewhere or other. This is kind of a cool one. The city of Pensacola employees had an opportunity to partner with Big Brothers and Big Sisters to be bigs, and city of Pensacola matched 11 Pensacola high school students and 10 city employees to participate in Big Brothers Big Sisters Beyond School Walls program for the 2023 academic year. That's cool. And that's also, you know, like removing the barrier of time, you know, from that's always the thing, like busy people don't have time. So, you know, how can we do this? So I just, you know, give a little bit of credit where the city's trying to do something to help out the kids. And I love to hear that story. That's great. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, we also have a local Gulf Breeze construction company, the owner of which has pretty soon is going to start a new system, an app called Sunshine Verified, and it's a website. And the basic premise of this is pretty cool. They put out a press release the other day. The premise of this is that, you know, when somebody comes to your house, wants to do work for you, or you want to verify if they're a good contractor or not, how do you do that? Well, that'll be this, a real easy way to look them up. But the flip side is, the benefit for contractors is it'll put all of their certifications and stuff in one place for them. So it works as a resource both for the contractors and for the users. It's going to be called Sunshine Verified. And like I said, it's Christy Colabianchi, who is the owner of Sailwind Construction in Gulf Breeze, is the one who founded this because she said, you know, this is kind of a gap in our industry. We ought to be able to provide a service like this. So I think that sounds like a great thing. 8:58 on News Radio 92.3. Time for Future News, where Jimmy and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. City of Milton. Will Mayor Lindsay comply with the lawsuit to disclose her texts and emails and whatever was requested?
Absolutely not.
I'm going to say yes, because otherwise there'll be legal issues. Is she going to ever return to being mayor and or assistant city attorney in the city of Pensacola?
Absolutely not.
I said no before, and I'm waffling now.
This guy's a waffler.
I'm going to say she doesn't come back. Will the Dublin, New York portal of atrocious behavior persist?
That portal's gone forever. That's never coming back.
This is why we cannot have the nice things. That's exactly right. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.